We close today with the story of Cambodian-American rapper Boomer the Sharpshooter. He grew up in the U.S., but he was deported 7 years ago after serving a 2-year prison sentence on gun convictions. Boomer now lives in Cambodia, and he's been learning to rap in Khmer. That's no easy feat, since it's not the language he grew up speaking. Corey Takahashi has his story.
I first met Boomer while traveling for a magazine assignment in Phnom Penh. He was angry, isolated, and living out the nightmare of his recent deportation. But even then, he was channeling his frustration into an unusual dream. He wanted to build a rap career in exile. Years later, he's actually done it. And on this song, called Phnom Penh City, he collaborates with a local, one of many Cambodians who he's taught how to rap. That's Boomer rapping mainly in Cambodia's national language, Khmer, or Khmer as Cambodians pronounce it. He practices with, among others, his new Cambodian wife.
The game in Cambodia is like, I'm in Khmer, I'm in Cambodia, so if I'm going to have to eat, if I'm going to have to, you know, feed my family, I'm going to have to rap in Khmer, you know, so... That was a transition. It was like for me to eat, you know. You know, every time I get stuck on my Khmer part, I go back to the English. And after that, I come right back to Khmer.
Boomer, whose real name is Benreas Pin, isn't fluent. Not by a long shot. He says it's still hard for him to understand Khmer on TV or newscasts. He was born 28 years ago in a refugee camp in Thailand. That was after Cambodia went into meltdown following the war in Vietnam and the reign of the Khmer Rouge. When his family landed in the U.S. as refugees, he was just 6 months old. He grew up in a Stockton, California neighborhood where the lingua franca was American street slang.
Cambodian Americans be like, I know everything about the Khmer language. But we're not really fluent, though, you know? But once you get into, like, literature, because, you know, rapping is literature, you know? You got to get deep words. You got to have vocabularies. You know, once you get the vocabularies, we don't know nothing. So my wife helped me out, you know. She's been there for me. She's been helping me out writing my lyrics and stuff like that.
Boomer has a Jekyll and Hyde relationship with being bilingual. Khmer language raps bring out his party persona. But English raps evoke his younger self and all the dark memories, including gangs, drug dealing, and a shootout in which no one was hurt, but which led to him getting deported. He was in his English state of mind when he recorded his first album in Phnom Penh, titled Straight Refugees, Volume 1.
Yeah, straight from the gutter, off the 4800 yards, you know what I'm saying? Straight G-Block styles on mine, you feel me?
Now he's on to his second album, which will feature other deportees from the U.S. Time has mellowed Boomer, slightly, but it's still hard for him to express certain emotions in English.
But when he's trying to do happy English, you know, I can't do it. It's crazy, you know?
I know I made mistakes in my love.
I know I done did wrong, don't judge me for my mistakes. I'm gonna beat my son, no matter what it takes. Cause the life I'm living in is my life as a refugee. I miss my brother Blackie, there was more for him to see. But instead he all
right. Now he's working as a music producer and as a counselor at an NGO for Cambodian street kids. It was founded by a breakdancer and fellow deportee named KK. The organization is called Tiny Tunes.
What I'm doing now is just like I'm trying to save these kids. So if you know, that's me as an artist. You know, I try to find where I'm good at and try to find where I'm weak at.
From my head to my shoe, don't mistake me for no fool. I done made my mistakes, but I done already paid my dues.
I know I made mistakes.
I adapt to it, and then I keep on moving forward. I keep on developing, you know, as an artist. I'm still developing to this day, you know.
And a big part of that development is teaching kids from Phnom Penh slums and other Cambodians how to tell their own stories in the language of hip-hop. As for his story, well, Boomer is still thousands of miles away from home, but at least he's not dead or in jail.
Deportation is hard, you know what I'm saying? The deportation messes up a lot of people's lives, you know, it messes up my life. But, it messed me up for the better. You know, God sent me here for a reason.
It messed him up for the better. And now, in a way, Boomer is trying to mess up young Cambodians for the better, too. He says he's influencing a younger generation in a way he couldn't have dreamed of back in America. For The World, I'm Corey Takahashi.
黑什么哈，站在